This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You feeling like a number one seed or maybe play-in game? Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Coming up, Jay Billis will tell us everything we need to know about March Madness. There are going to be a lot of people at the office today, or your friends, and they're going to be college basketball experts today. Probably didn't know anything a week ago or maybe a couple of days ago, but they're going to know an awful lot. They're going to be the I told you so guy. Albert Breer will join us, and we have legal tampering starting coming up at noon Eastern today. And we'll also check in with Kevin Frazier and Nichelle Turner from Entertainment Tonight following the Academy Awards last night. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter, available every day, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slide out, and you are good to go. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Some of the headlines from over the weekend, obviously the NCAA tournament, the number one seeds, Bama, Houston, Kansas, and Purdue. And there was the big trade for the Carolina Panthers moving up to number one. Not sure who they're taking at number one. And no word yet on Aaron Rodgers. Also, Jalen Ramsey going to the Miami Dolphins. That will be official coming up on Wednesday. Scottie Scheffler wins the players. And legal tampering starts today in a couple of hours. All right. Poll question today. Seton, what are we going to go with?
Well, Dan, we got a few here for you. We could go with, do you know, have you filled out a bracket yet? I mean, those things have all gone live by now, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that there's people who have already filled one out?
Yeah.
Like the day of it's announced and then let's just get in and do it?
Maybe, but it feels like you want to absorb all the information that's out there because there are so many websites, so many analysts, and people have been watching college basketball year long that I would wait till the last second.
Yeah.
Before I was filling out a bracket.
Yeah, right. It feels like most people take these couple of days to sort of crash course on everything.
Yes, yeah. I would say 90% of the people probably haven't filled out a bracket. Yes, Paul?
Thinking can be really dangerous. Whenever I think before I fill out my brackets, I usually do poorly. I write it down with no analysis, like Arkansas, Illinois, Arkansas.
Yeah, but even thinking in real life sometimes.
Yes.
You know, the more you also think, dangerous. The worse it gets. But yeah, when you're filling out the brackets and you start to think about, oh, you know, I heard, You know what? Iowa's dangerous. Wait, is Iowa Oral Roberts is... Wait, I forget who's dangerous. And anybody who has a beef that their school didn't get in, Vandy, Oklahoma State, Rutgers, I'm sorry. You got to find another shoulder to cry upon. If you can't make it into 68, then you don't deserve to be in the tournament. Yeah, I remember when it was 32 teams, and you actually got snubbed. Now, you're not getting snubbed. Although you could make a case for Vandy and Oklahoma State and who else? Rutgers. Yeah, I get it. But no sympathy when it comes to this. It's like not qualifying for a bowl game. you only need 6 wins to qualify. That's it. And if you don't make it, you can't go, man, we got snubbed this year. We got jobbed. Well, how many wins did you have? We had 5. No, you don't deserve to be in a bowl game. Yeah, Seton.
And it's like, this is the time of year, too, that my mind can be so easily swayed one way or the other. Like, right now I'm convinced Marquette and Penn State are the two most dangerous teams in the tournament. And it's really only because Clark Kellogg was like, oh, no, these guys look pretty good. And I'm like, oh, they're going to win everything.
Yeah, Seton came in. He goes, oh, man, you got to keep an eye out on Penn State.
Watch
out,
Penn State.
I said, really? I haven't heard you talk about Penn State all year long.
Yeah, most dangerous team in the tournament, Dan. What? How? What?
Yeah, Paul.
I made the mistake of reading something this morning. UCLA basketball has had a few injuries. Last week, that injury, this big man named Bona, who I just saw play for 10 seconds the other day. Like, Bona's out. Jeez, they may be in trouble versus UNC Asheville. And there's me picking UNC Asheville, and UCLA's going to win by 18.
All right, what else do you have, Seton?
Bona's out.
That's so funny. Yeah. We could go something off of the Panthers trade if you want.
Mm, okay.
Who won that trade?
I wasn't overwhelmed with what the Bears got. For some reason, I thought, okay. And Caroline's not sure what they're doing with the number one pick, that at least reportedly. But for some reason, I thought the Bears might get more now. And you have their first-round draft pick next year. You get DJ Moore, and he is as good a wide receiver as the Bears have had in a long time. And that's not saying much. But DJ Moore is very good. Now Carolina, Frank? I saw Peter King was talking about Frank Reich. You know, he doesn't like small quarterbacks, short quarterbacks. He likes quarterbacks who are 6'4", 6'5". And I'm like, okay, then that's probably Anthony Richardson. Would you trade up to get Anthony Richardson, number one overall? Well, maybe. Maybe you want Cam Newton 2.0, bring in Anthony Richardson. They haven't had a quality quarterback since Cam in 2015. Then Cam started to fall apart. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I was a little underwhelmed when I saw that trade for some reason. Yeah. Like, I thought maybe it's just because you build things up in your head too much, but I thought the Bears would get more than that, even though it's probably fair. And then from the Panthers side of things, I was like, but who are they trading up for? Because it could be any one of 5 different people.
Yeah, and I don't know if they want Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson. Imagine if they took Will Levis out of Kentucky. But, you know, now Justin Fields can get some help. He had 17 touchdown passes last season. He throws, completes under 60% of his passes. He's an unbelievable runner. And now we're going to find out if they made the right decision keeping Justin Fields as their quarterback. And I can only go by what an NFL scout said when I said, would you trade that number one pick? And he said, absolutely. He would trade Justin Fields instead of trading the number one pick. He would trade Justin Fields. He said, absolutely. And I said, who would you take? And he said, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. But his grade on Bryce Young was higher than C.J. Stroud. And I said, well, what about the elements? A lot of times you'll draft that quarterback who fits the city that he's going to be playing in, weather-wise, outside. And he said, I'd love to see Bryce Young indoors, like Indianapolis. But he's a better quarterback, in his opinion, the NFL scout, than Justin Fields is. But they made the pick. And they're not quite sure who they're after, but then they don't have to. You don't have to say who you're going to take. I mean, you can make up those jerseys. I mean, we have the Ryan Leaf jersey when the Colts were debating between Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf. They were shooting promos for the draft, like, is Ryan Leaf going to be the number one pick by the Colts? And his jersey that he gave us is in the man cave here. That if he was going to the Colts, that was going to be his jersey. So you can make up a jersey for all 4 of those quarterbacks if you want to. But Carolina is now on the clock. And we'll keep an eye on what's going on with the Jets. Is it a matter of if or when Aaron Rodgers decides that he's going to play for the Jets? Because the Packers have basically said, hey, if he wants to trade, we'll be happy to trade. And, you know, they're ready to move on. They're ready to move on, and I don't think that's any surprise. If he doesn't go to the Jets, does he go to the Raiders, or does he retire? And it feels like if you're going to retire, you would have said that. But if you're going to play for the Jets, they're clearing some cap space there, probably have to finalize, well, what are you giving up to get Aaron Rodgers? What do you want for giving up Aaron Rodgers? But, you know, I thought if it was going to go on till Monday, then I'm a Jets fan. I'm a little nervous here. But maybe it's just Aaron. You know, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I wait and announce this on Pat McAfee's show tomorrow. I mean, McAfee has been sort of a mouthpiece for Aaron. He's able to go there, have a conversation, and, you know, it's not exactly a combative type interview. They have a good conversation. And if I'm Rodgers, I, you know, do a solid to McAfee. Make the announcement there what you're going to do. I mean, let the Jets know what you're going to do. That would help. But that would probably be my thought process on all of this. But trying to figure this out. In fact, Aaron was on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall. He asked the question, and yes, there is some background noise in here that might be annoying, but here is Brandon Marshall with Aaron Rodgers.
How was it meeting Woody Johnson? How was that meeting?
Oh, that was yeah, it's always interesting meeting important figures in the sport. Yeah, it's always interesting. That's all I'm giving
you. I'm just there now.
That's all I'm giving you.
Hey, Rod. What are we doing, hey, Rod?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned? How long we got to wait?
Well, I think it won't be long. There's a time limit for all this.
All righty. Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah, you know, it'll be soon. Seton, what else do you have here?
Well, I was going to go with one of those two, Dan. I was going to go probably with the Panthers-Bears trade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. That's fine. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. And operator Tyler standing by. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do every Monday. What you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to give us your thoughts. Our bracket challenge, you can sign up for that. We'll give you details here in the next couple of days. And you'll be able to win a Traeger grill. There's a lot of great things available there, you know, with all of our sponsors and your opportunity to win some things with the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Fritzy, how are we doing with these Celebrity Brackets?
We've got 17 participants so far. I'm still waiting on a few others. They include Will Ferrell, Bryan Cranston, Darius Rucker, Josh Duhamel, Troy Aikman, just to name a few.
But are you still reaching out to the women who have no idea what this show is?
There are some women on the list. But I did add some more guys as well. But for fun, I did want to reach out to, you know, we had Jennifer Lopez, Serena Williams.
But it's not fun.
It's not fun?
No.
I thought I'd hear back from Jennifer Connelly by now, but no.
But it's not fun for you to reach out
what
to these
women.
But what
if they say yes, though?
But they're not going to.
Have we reached out to Jamie Lee Curtis?
That would be fun. That would be a great
one. That's a no. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi's in. She said yes. Shocker. She wasn't even asked. She just joined in.
No word from Elizabeth Shue.
Angela Bassett.
Ooh.
I mean, last night, Oscars, there's a whole bunch of people to invite.
Now they're all in a better mood.
I don't think that'll make Angela Bassett in a better mood.
You know?
No, I don't want Wakanda, you know, forever mad. She's going to be mad forever. Should have won.
Yeah,
she should have won. For best supporting, even though she shouldn't have been in that category, because she carried the movie that she was in. She was best actress, and she wouldn't have won if she was best actress, because Michelle Yao from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, she was going to win. And Angela Bassett was a best supporting actress, and Jamie Lee Curtis ended up winning that, which was a big surprise to a lot of people. But for the most part, I don't know if there were any other major surprises there. And I thought that they moved it along quite nicely. Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. He wasn't in every, you know, break, every bit, every introduction. And I thought it was good. It was clean. Obviously, there were the Will Smith jokes, maybe one too many there. And also, I don't want to have a close-up of the actor or actress who wins. I don't need that. It's like when they do the anthem in the NFL and they pan along and then I'm looking up Aaron Rodgers' nose. I don't need that. You know, if there's a tear, you know, coming down somebody's eye, all right, you can find that. I'm okay with that. But when somebody won, it was like, oh my God, like they're right in my TV. They're coming right through my TV to say hello to me and accept the award. Didn't need that. But for the most part, thought it was pretty good, pretty clean. And if you know, you get caught up in the award show. I just like seeing beautiful people. Yes, yes.
I prefer people to be upset and not clap when they lose than overly cheering for the other person who did. Yes! You won, not me! Yes! Yes!
Because we don't we don't do that at the Sports Emmys.
But nobody does that in real life.
No, they don't. Because well, but you have to. I always did that. I had it down to a science whenever I'd be up against Bob Costas that I knew, all right, the final, it'd be this guy, Dan Patrick, Ernie Johnson, and the winner is, and I'd start clapping because I knew it was going to be Bob Costas. They didn't even mention it. And the winner is Bob Costas. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. I'm really happy for Bob. He's got his 30th Sports Emmy.
Maybe this year you could do the, yes!
Yeah.
You won, not me! Yes! Yes, you! You!
Yes, Marv.
What if you're clapping because you know you're not going to win? You have no chance of winning? Yeah. All right, so if you're Angela Bassett and you're the favorite, I think it's one of those. Like, if you're the favorite to win, if you're – look, the 0-1 Sixers, I'm sure they get together once a decade.
The 0-1 Sixers.
Yeah, you know what? Man, that was a hell of a run. The 2011 Heat will not get together. Like, you know what? That was a big disappointment. So I think if you're the favorite and you lose, don't clap. But if you're just happy to be nominated, oh, man, stand up and clap for the winner.
But everybody's on camera. They got all the nominees right there. And by the way, Maverick, Top Gun.
Academy Award winning film.
Nominated film.
They won.
Yeah. I think it won Best Sound. Yeah, Best Sound.
So they won.
They're a winner.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Okay. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app.
Yeah, my social media blew up when Top Gun Maverick won Best Sound or whatever. Yeah, I got a lot of suck it back girls like, oh, I thought they weren't winning any Oscars. I'm like, dude, they won Best Sound.
Hey.
Like, as a sound guy, I appreciate it, but.
Okay.
No, look, I'm all in on the sound guy. I get it. Heck yeah, that's awesome. But it's like, I don't know that like in your face is necessary because they won Best Sound.
I took a victory lap.
You did?
My wife's going, what are you doing? I go, Top Gun won an Academy Award. She's like, and? I said, no, you know, everybody mocked me when they were nominated for an Academy Award or two. I
mean, I'm willing to call it a push, but I'm definitely not taking an L on that one. Not even close.
Fritz, what, Marv?
Last night when Top Gun won, my wife was next to me. She goes, did Dan text you yet? He's got to be so excited.
I wasn't that excited, but I did. I was like, yeah, okay.
That sound saved the movies. It saved the whole industry.
And my wife goes, like, really, for sound? And I go, no, just that Top Gun won an Academy Award. Yes, Eden.
You know what's probably the most underappreciated award that is given out at the
sound.
Oscars? Other than sound? Editing. Like the dude who gets up there and wins like the best editing or something like that, that must be just a miserable, laborious task of editing a movie.
And it feels like everybody goes home and the editor has to stay.
Oh, that's when the editor starts working.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Hey, we're going out tonight. We're going to dinner. Hey, Tommy, you want to? Oh, you got to edit.
And then everything is shot from five different angles. See, which one do you want? This one, that one, this one, that one. Oh, my God.
Yes, Tom.
And some of those awards are pre-recorded. There's no speeches or anything. You just say, oh, by the way, here's the one that won these categories. Let's move on to more important things.
Let's take a break. Jay Billis is going to help us fill out our brackets coming up next. We'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, and legal tampering starts. So we'll talk some football with Albert Breer coming up a little bit later on. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I mentioned the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Fritzy just sent me a note that Chrissy Teigen is going to do a bracket and possibly Kelly Clarkson.
That's fun.
Who's Kelly Clarkson? Yeah, so Kelly's going to maybe do a bracket. That's great. And they're going to all be eligible to win the all-new Ironwood Grill from Traeger. You elevate your smoking and grilling game to a new level. They got innovative features such as the improved grease and ash management. And you've been asking for that, and I fixed it. a grilling light, two meat probes, just to name a few. When it comes to, you know, they really didn't need to do anything. The Ironwood is consistent. It's great. And the flavor is not, I mean, it's not even approached by any of these other grills. It's just not. And you got precision temperature control. They have the Wi-Fi technology. The new Ironwood will have options to make your grilling your very own. And you can't go wrong. Can't screw it up. Tyler can't screw it up. That means nobody can screw it up on a Traeger. Traeger.com. Make sure you use the DP Show code to get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Intelligence runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. This just in from the NFL Network. The Browns have restructured Deshaun Watson's contract. They're still paying way too much for him, but they've created $36 million in cap space, and that gives Cleveland some room to do some work in free agency. We'll get to phone calls coming up, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. And this is the day when you find out that your coworker probably knows a whole lot about college basketball, far more than they knew, say, yesterday. Yeah, Seton.
I heard this morning someone talking about, or maybe I read it, I'm not sure which, but a study where you might be more likely to do better in your bracket tournaments knowing nothing about college basketball than if you actually studied up on it.
Yeah, I agree. We should crush we should crush it. You know, if you're old enough to remember when Bjorn Borg would play at Wimbledon, he would start the tournament and he didn't have a beard. By the time the tournament was over and he won Wimbledon, he had a full beard. Jay Billis is maybe channeling Bjorn Borg because he's started his tournament beard. And what a compliment, Jay. That might be the nicest thing that I've ever said about you. The Bjorn Borg of college basketball, Jay Billis, joining us. Hi, Jay.
Was Bjorn Borg not the coolest dude that had ever lived at that time? He was so amazing. Like, I love that dude.
Yeah. He had the headband, the hair, but he would always start the tournament clean shaven. And then 2 weeks later, had a beard, and he's, you know, holding a trophy and probably taking your girlfriend away from you. So you'll be doing some of those things in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, except for the taking the girlfriend
Absolutely.
Away part.
Yeah. All right, make us smarter today. Where do you want to start?
Do you like starting with who got left out?
No, or are you no. More... I have no sympathy for Rutgers or Vandy or Oklahoma State.
What about Clemson?
No, I don't. Jay, if you can't get in with 68, I mean, it's like, you know, qualifying for a bowl game and you win six games in college football. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but they're letting other teams in that aren't as good as you. That's the issue.
Okay,
I will tell you this that these leagues are studying this stuff, and when they say total body of work, and then they start moaning about your non-conference schedule. Well, how does your non-conference schedule factor into total body of work? If your total body of work's good enough, it shouldn't matter. And I'm telling you, Dan, like some of these administrators now are talking about, why don't we start our own tournament and we'll invite all the Cinderellas and we'll pay them more, but we'll control everything. And I'm not saying it's imminent, but I've heard more of it. And we could be seeing that in the future. There
okay,
is too
wait,
much
wait
money.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Go back and tell me what you think could be proposed at some point down the road.
I think there is a chance in the future, and I'm not saying it's imminent, but a chance in the future where the biggest conferences will say, why are we letting somebody else control all of this, especially all of this money? Why don't we just start our own tournament? Because as you may recall, when we were kids, the NIT was bigger than the NCAA tournament. There were teams that turned down the NCAA tournament to play in the NIT. And then the NCAA came up with a rule that said, if you get invited to the NCAA tournament, you are not allowed to turn it down. And then they wound up getting sued by the NIT, had to buy it because of that rule and some of those things that they did. But given how everything is changing, is going to continue to change, and we're having all these conferences realign, and the amount of money in this multi-billion dollar business is growing, tournament inclusion is a big deal. And having all of the, you know, having this committee decide this stuff when the criteria is a moving target, I think that's going to be a possibility in the future. And again, I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon, but you're hearing more about it. And I don't see it in the next few years. But we didn't see any of this conference stuff coming, and we didn't see everything growing to this point 20 years ago, and it would be a lot easier to start that stuff now. Like, they don't have to start a whole structure. All these conference offices are just as big as the NCAA office, so it's not a heavy lift to do that.
Yeah, I always wondered, and I kind of grimace when I hear, well, you know, what did this school do outside of the SEC? Well, they played an SEC schedule. Right. I'm worried about their non-conference. I would care what a team did in the conference, in that tough of a conference, or if it's ACC, although you could argue maybe, you know, it was down this year. But these certain conferences where I go, I'm fine with what you did in your conference, not, you know, what did you do outside your conference? Is that a fair way to look at this?
That's, in my view, that's the way to look at it, is it's supposed to be the automatic qualifiers where everybody has the exact same opportunity to get in the tournament. You win your automatic bid against your peers that you chose to be with in your league. If you don't do that, it's the next best teams. That's the criteria. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying, well, this team didn't, you know, we need to send a message that you need to play a non-conference schedule. So what are we telling Clemson? Don't play smaller conference teams, period. Play big shots. And then people are going to say, well, you're not giving the little guy a chance. Well, you get punished for giving the little guy a chance. And God forbid you lose to a little guy on the road or something, because Clemson played a bunch of road games, which they're encouraged to do. And look, I'm not like I said, I'm not here to you know, take up the mantle for this team or that team. But when you're looking at other teams that got in, going, they're not as good as Clemson. I do think that's a problem. But it's not, you know, it'll all go away once the first game is played and we'll move on.
North Carolina, the first preseason number one to miss the tournament since they expanded to 64 teams in 1985. Last preseason number one team to miss the tournament was North Carolina State in 1975. All right, you want to?
And weren't they on probation that year?
NC State?
Yeah, they won the they won the championship the year before. I think they actually might have been on probation.
I think, let's see. The automatic bid went to North Carolina, and the at-large bid went to the regular season champ, Maryland. But I don't know if NC State was on probation for maybe the recruitment of David Thompson or something like that. But
I don't remember what it was.
That
but
was the
there
last
was
time.
Something in there.
Yeah. What do you think of North Carolina turning down the NIT?
I don't blame anybody for turning down the NIT. I mean, if the players don't want to play, the fans don't want to see it, I don't see what the point is, and especially if you're going to go into the tournament, lay an egg and not want to be there. The only downside of that is they've got some younger players, and if they were going to be able to play those guys, that'd be fine. If you had a younger team, I'd say go ahead and do it. But if they don't want to play, if the guys don't want to do it, and it sounds like they don't, and the fans don't want to watch it. So I think it's a good decision.
All right. What do you think of the four seeds? You okay with top number ones?
Yeah, you know, if you wanted to get technical about it, you know, look at all that Kansas did and where they got sent, but they were still a number one seed. I thought Purdue got probably the toughest draw of number one seeds, and Alabama got a pretty good one. I kind of like Alabama's draw. The one bracket seems like it's loaded with Texas teams. You know, you got Texas, Texas A&M, Houston, all that stuff. So maybe they're thinking, let's get one Texas team in there, put them all in there. One of them's got to come out. I don't know, but it's a very you know, overall it's fine. I don't have a whole lot of qualms about the bracket.
Other teams you like?
I like UConn. I think they're playing well, even though they got beat by Marquette in the tournament. Marquette's legit. I think they're an Elite Eight team. They could very well run into Purdue or Duke in that bracket. And because of their length and rebounding and all that stuff, the only thing Marquette doesn't do well is rebound. Everything else they do extraordinarily well. So I like Marquette coming out of the bottom part of that, and Duke is playing really well now. Like, I think Duke is 17-1 when they have their full complement of players, and they've been patiently bringing that team along. And for those that say you can't win with freshmen, you know, that's kind of been proven wrong by Kentucky and Duke over the years. But this team is just about freshman dominated. Their best player is a freshman, Kyle Filipowski. But they're so good defensively. Now their offense is caught up. Like, they're making shots and spreading the floor, and they look like lottery picks now. Now you say that, they'll probably go out and have to repaint the rims in their first few games. But they're legit. They're very good.
And they got Oral Roberts to start out.
And Oral Roberts is good. You remember Oral Roberts beat Ohio State a couple years ago, and they still have the same guard, Max Asmus, spelled A-B-M-A-S, and it's pronounced Asmus. But they actually, Oral Roberts might actually be a better team than they were then. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more balanced. They've got a 7'4 kid named Connor Vanover who went to Arkansas. He was at Arkansas before he came to Oral Roberts. But Asmus is like a 22 point a game guy, give or take, and he can really score. And he's one of those guys that can go out and get you 30 in a game and be a problem. But I think Duke is too big and too athletic, and their rim protection is so, like, it blocks and changes so many shots around the rim. I think they're going to be too hard to beat for ORU.
We're talking to Jay Billis from the Mothership. What is it about certain coaches when they get to the tournament that it's just different than the regular season? Like Tom Izzo every year, you know, Rick Pitino, it feels like. I mean, there's a few coaches where you go, I don't care what they have, they somehow get the most out of them, and we shouldn't be surprised when they go on a tournament run.
Yeah, I think there's a, you know, I can only go to some of my experience on this. And when I was, I played in the first 64-team bracket. The year before, I think it was 54, we had a bye in the tournament. the first time I played in it. And when it got to 64, I remember as a junior in college thinking, my God, this thing is huge, you know, and your head was spinning with all the stuff going on around it. And it's probably even worse now with the lower third and stuff going up the side and all the results. And my senior year, we were the number one overall seed. And Coach K came into the locker room for a team meeting, and we started talking about the bracket. And he talked about the other side of our bracket, the 32 teams that were on the other side. And he's going, look at all the good teams over there. And then he said, who cares? And he goes, there's only one team coming out of there, and we'll play them on Monday night. And then he gave us a sheet that had a four-team bracket, and it was our first weekend. And he goes, all we have to do is go to Greensboro. It was called the Greensboro Invitational. And he says, we've got a four-team tournament to play this weekend. And it made it manageable for us. And you started thinking about, you know, it's not a golf tournament. We don't have to beat everybody. We just got to beat the ones in our path. And if somebody falls down, fine, we'll play the one that beat them. But we don't have to worry about all this stuff. And honestly, Dan, like, I'm kind of a history guy. I can remember just about everything from all the tournaments I've watched and covered and all that. The one tournament I can't remember what happened in was that one, because we didn't think about anything but us. And I do think, like, Izzo and Patino and Coach K and some of these others that you're referencing, they do a good job of that, of this is about us. Like, I can't imagine that Roger Federer went into a tournament worrying about the other side of the Wimbledon bracket. There is something about, like, the focus thing, and like, if you win your first couple games and then you go home, that's usually the time where things get, you know, you start getting media coverage and patted on the back and thinking you're really good and all that. And you know, it's sort of the focus issue of your specific path over this entire tournament, which shouldn't matter to you.
Where do you think Rick Pitino's coaching next year?
I don't know. I keep hearing the St. John stuff. I know probably about as much as you do. you know, I field phone calls every once in a while, but I try not to get involved in any of that stuff. But I think it's still in his blood, and he still wants to do it. And St. John's would make great sense. He wouldn't have to move from where he lives now, and it would work out really well. And he'd kill it there. He'd do really well. And I'm kind of glad. The only downside of this, if you want to call it a downside, is man, these guys are going a long time. And you know, for some of the younger guys, like when you look at John Shire now at Duke, man, they're having to wait a long time to get a shot, and to get a shot at some of the big ones. Like so many, like when John Wooden retired, I think I was in sixth grade living in L.A. And when he announced his retirement at the Final Four in 1975, I thought he was the oldest man in the world, and he was 65. And, you know, there's so many 70-year-old guys. And Boeheim, I mean, you know, Boeheim was, what, 78? And that was unimaginable to me. So there's kind of like, don't these guys play golf? I even called Coach K one time. I called to check in on him, see how he was doing after he left the program. And he answered the phone, and I said, how are the pickleball games going? And he says, no, I'm really busy. And I was like, I was just kidding. just joking.
But you know what it is? There's certain guys who can't. I just remember when Brent Musburger talked about Joe Paterno. He said he'll die coaching. That he would never stop. That if you retire, you die, and that he would stay in the job that amount of time. And I think there's certain guys who – they don't know what they would do if they didn't coach. So why not coach as long as you can coach?
That was kind of Boeheim's thing. I remember Boeheim saying that he was getting a lot of phone calls from friends of his that had retired saying, don't retire. Like, don't quit, because I wish I was still doing it. And I don't think he needed that to keep going. But look, if people love it, I don't have it. Like, I'm not saying, hey, you should quit at a certain age. But I mean, for crying out loud, they make airline pilots retire, and their retirement ages and other things. But I wind up thinking about sort of the younger guys that I think would do extraordinarily well. It's just hard for them to get in there with guys hanging around longer. But there's so much money in it,
yeah.
And look, and it's still fun for them. They get to wear shorts to work every day. And I'm not sure guys their age should be wearing shorts, but that's okay.
Who's your pick to win it all?
I took Arizona. And look, Arizona has some issues. Like, they're not the best defensive team, but they can really score. They average about 19 assists per game, and their big guys are really good. And I think their guards are good, but they're, you know, they may be at times a little bit, you know, decision-making you may quarrel with, but, you know, Kirk Creese is really I think he's a really good guard, and Courtney Ramey transferred in from Texas and hit a huge shot against UCLA to win the Pac-12 championship in the tournament. I like their path, but, you know, Alabama's legit. They're really good. And I could see, you know, if there's an Arizona-Alabama game in the Elite Eight, that's going to be a fist fight.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you along the way. As always, we appreciate your time, Jack.
And Dan, even though you're in your late 70s, I don't think you should quit anytime soon.
Yeah. Do you know I'm older than John Wooden when John Wooden retired?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up, but I thought he was the oldest man in the world. And, you know, I don't want to say anything more.
Who's had a better career, me or John Wooden?
I think Wooden would love your career. You know, like your pyramid of success has some different blocks on it, but very impressive.
That's the only defense played in my pyramid were the actual blocks there. There was that was it. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, brother.
That's Jay Billis. He works for the mothership. He knows more basketball than you do. Play of the day is up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Tigers by 15 pressure. Steal by KD, a 35-footer. He drains it. Memphis up 18, 38-20. Timeout, Kelvin Sampson.
Kelvin Davis had a big day, 31 for the game. He scored at least 20 in each of the last six games. That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Memphis with the surprise over number one seed Houston. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. You want to check out the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. All right. Celebrity sighting over the weekend for me. Awkward moment in the celebrity sighting for me. And if you don't get it, then you drop out of the contest and there's a prize at the end of the contest. And I don't know what the prize is, but you don't get it. So the first round, no hints. All right. Then a slight hint, and then we'll see if somebody is able to guess. The celebrity sighting for me over the weekend in New York City. Todd, I'll start with you.
Joe Gorga, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay. I like that. Now, you can pass and wait for the hint second round, but then you run the risk of somebody getting that celebrity sighting. Seton O'Connor.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, no. Marvin?
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay. Good call. Answer is no. Paulie?
Since I'm last, Dan, I will pass and wait for the hint.
Okay.
Oh, that is soft.
Since I'm the only guy who could win this now.
That's true. Let's see. Let me give you a hint.
Andre Agassi.
Andre? No. this is an actor.
Oh?
Person's an actor.
Obviously not an Oscar nominee.
No. No.
Maybe they're salty about that.
I don't know if the actor has been in a lot of movies.
Oh, I was going to say Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke would have been a good call.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Christopher Merlone.
Bloop, bloop, bloop,
no
bloop.
Way! Let's go!
Yes. I'm sitting with my daughters, and my youngest daughter is always spotting celebrities. Always. The last time we went to this restaurant, she goes, Dad, Courtney Love is staring right back at me. I said, well, then don't stare at her. Well, she's staring at me. And I go, are you sure it's Courtney Love? And I look over and I go, I'll be damned. Courtney Love is right there staring at my daughter. Like, what are you doing staring at me? And then my daughter was going to have a stare down with Courtney Love.
Did anything else happen with Courtney Love?
No. That was it. Now, Law & Order, you know, big-time TV show.
Elliot Stabler, Detective Stabler.
And my daughter goes, Dad, Chris Maloney is right over your shoulder. And I thought he was, like, right over my shoulder. And I said, what's the show? And then my oldest daughter goes, Law & Order. And I go, okay, all right. So now they're talking about Law & Order and all the great episodes and what they love about the show. Now, Dad, being a so-called celebrity, now I have to go over at the end of the meal, wait for him to be done with his meal. He was with a group of people. So then I can go over and do the celebrity, saying hello to a celebrity. And I walked over and I went, hi, Chris. I'm Dan Patrick, sportscaster. He goes, okay. And then I went,
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Okay.
Okay. And I had my daughters there with me, and I think they're thinking, well, this guy obviously knows our dad. And then they realized that he didn't, and then they tried to clean up the mess, you know, the spill in aisle six.
Oh,
and then my daughter goes, and then one of my daughters goes, I never watch your show. It makes me too nervous. And I go, that's not a good line to have. My other daughter goes, I watch. And that's all she said. And then my oldest daughter started reciting episodes there. And then I finally, I said, do you live in nearby? And he told me what street he lived on. He didn't ask where I lived. And I go, oh, I live close by too. And then there's pause. And I can feel my wife tugging on my shirt, like, let's get out of here. And it was bad.
Din-din.
It was din-din. Yes, exactly. I could hear the Law and Order music in my head going, oh, no.
Law and awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop. Oh, yeah. I'm the sports guy. Okay. One more item. We close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply the best. And if you don't take my word for it, but you should, U.S. News recently named Simply Safe the best home security system of 2023. But then they also did that in 2022 and then 2021. Simply Safe, trusted by experts and customers alike. Simply Safe, designed with cutting-edge technology. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. They have something that nobody else has. It's called Fast Protect technology. Capturing critical evidence, verifying the threat is real, so you get the priority police dispatch there. It's probably going to cost you less than $1 a day. And by comparison, that's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. Lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. So what are you waiting for? Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. And you go today, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.